This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Respect, he can make all the amazing plays, you know, when he's on the field. So, try to entertain him. First play, we call it like the first play during the play, and then his scramble ability just to make, different plays when he's using his feet, throwing the ball down the field. So, just got to cover him twice and just contain the guys, really.
Cam Lewis on this matchup between the Bills and the Chiefs, and of course, Patrick Mahomes. A lot of buying time in the pocket and scrambling outside the pocket for these two quarterbacks. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Thursday. We've got a Sabres game coming up tonight. An update from Paul Hamilton on some roster news in a moment as well. Get a call in, though, quickly. We'll go to DJ in Lockport. Hey, DJ, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. First off, you don't worry about the dump button. I'm not going to throw any bombs at you.
Thank you.
So I got 2 points. First one about the player, the guy that's getting announced for the Bills game. First thing I thought of was that boomer that Tom Brady took from Nate Clemens. So I'm thinking maybe it's Nate Clemens. I like Sam Adams' idea of those two because that was a pretty infamous play, that rumble, whatever they named it. But my point about the Bills game was the guys like Nick Wright, you know, all the ESPN guys, the platinum head, the big guys. There's one outcome to this game that's going to, to me, be significant for the Bills, is if we go out there and just stomp them. If it's a, you know, three-score game, and the Bills look great. Allen has, you know, four touchdowns, 300 yards, couple, you know, 50 yards rushing. If we have one of those games, I think it's going to be a significant win. Whether we win or lose a close game, I feel like that whole narrative, you know, the Bills Super Bowl or they can't beat the Chiefs, is going to happen again. So ideally, that's where I'm coming from. If they go out there and just put a whooping on them, it's going to mean something to me. I hope it's going to mean something to everybody else. But I'm looking forward to the game. I think Allen's going to have a good one, and we'll see what happens. But go Bills, and have a good day, guys.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks, DJ.
Thanks, DJ.
It would be wild to see them, like, honestly, it would be as crazy as it was to see the Bills beaten by the Ravens the way they were. It just doesn't ever happen to the Bills. And, boy, I don't know the last time the Chiefs lost like that. Was, is it the Super Bowl against the Bucs?
They lost a game to Tennessee, like 31-3 a couple years ago, but I might be going back three years.
It's rare,
honestly.
Yeah. That might be another part of this matchup, is everybody's stressed out expecting it to be close. Just gonna, like, protect yourself at all costs. Anyway.
And then very quickly in Legend of the Game, I have a new number one that someone tweeted in, or Blue Sky didn't even. Arthur Motes.
Motes, when he knocks out Favre?
Yep.
All right.
Easily stands above the rest.
Paul Hamilton joining us on the Western Hotline, some Sabres chatter. Paul, I don't know if you were up early listening to our Legend of the Game. We will be revealing who the Bills' Legend of the Game is at 9:45. And the clue I've been given, I do not know the answer. The clue I've been given is, when I tell you who it is, I know the highlight you'll pick. So, you know, what does that tell you about who it could or couldn't be? Like, it's not Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly has too many, right? So... it's kind of
someone that's got a highlight that stands above the rest.
Yeah, the Sam Adams answer I like a lot. You know, the pick six against Brady, where he didn't exactly touch the ball too many times. So.
The Ed Ronan of the Bills for this game, maybe.
Oh wow,
that's a one hit wonder for
somebody
the
who's returned a kick That's about all he's done.
Yeah. You know, Nyheim Hines,
one,
if he was.
One, that won a big game.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, Paul, news on the Sabres. Where should we begin? The good news is Tage Thompson day-to-day. So not thought to be a serious problem. If he misses tonight, he misses his revenge game against the Blues. But day-to-day, a big sigh of relief because I think a lot of Sabres fans might feel without Tage, they are in real trouble.
Yeah, I think a lot were very worried that it could have been long-term, and that's something that they absolutely could not afford. Luukkonen, too, he's also day-to-day. As Lindy Ruff revealed, he was dealing with something from the practice before during the game. He felt it was hindering him during the game, so that's why he pulled him after two periods. So, but yeah, that's I think the best news you could get other than him showing up at practice yesterday. So we'll see. There are possibilities for tonight, but even if they do miss tonight, as I said, I think you can say, well, at least it's not going to be a long term situation.
You know, Paul, as you mentioned the Luukkonen situation, and also we have the news that they claimed Reimer off waivers, James Reimer, who they had waived, and he went to Anaheim. Now he's back. What's going on with the goaltending situation? Do you feel like they are finding their way here? I mean, Levi, should I be wanting him to play more? Should he be back in Rochester because he needs to play? Because for his development, he's not getting in that much. And when he is, he's not playing particularly well.
Yeah, that's why I was a little puzzled by, you know, what Lindy Ruff said. You know, he talked about, you know, Levi. I had asked that, you know, neither goal did he that were scored on him in the third period was his fault at all the other night, but the first two shots are in the net, and he didn't have a save till 15 minutes into the period. And so I said, do you worry about him at all? And I was thinking about his last two starts too, and Lindy said no because of his work ethic, and, you know, he does have a hard work ethic and everything, but, you know, then he said what he does in practice is something that can keep him ready without playing.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And I thought, well, that's where I'm puzzled because it has not gone well for him. The last two starts he's had have not been good. You know, he had, you know, it didn't go well for him in relief the other night. So, you know, I thought to myself, you know, I think he needs to be playing. And it looks like it is affecting him, you know, that he hasn't been in the net. Now, I understand why, you know, when Reimer was reclaimed, they just put him on the roster and have three goalies, probably because, you know, Luukkonen's a question mark tonight. So, you know, he might be playing tonight. And so, you know, that until they know Luukkonen's okay and everything, I don't think Levi would go down to Rochester or anything like that. So we'll see. I think, yes, he needs to go down there. I think he needs to play a lot. And, you know, Lindy Ruff said this week that he's starting to understand Luukkonen, something that we saw last year, that the more he played, the better he got. And he just kept playing, and he kept getting better. And by the end of the year, he had played more than any other goaltender down the stretch. And it was going well for him. And that's when he took over the number one spot. And it kind of started happening this year, too. Back and forth wasn't working. And until the Montreal game, again, where he was dealing with a small injury, according to Lindy Ruff. He started playing really, really well because he was in the net. What was it, 9 out of 10 games, I believe, something like that. So that's not going to work for Levi, I don't think. So I think once they get this situation straightened out, I think he needs to go down.
Do you know, Paul, it feels like Levi going to Rochester might be more likely and make more sense. But if they wanted to put Reimer in Rochester, could they do that now, different from before?
Yep, yep. Okay. These waivers last for 30 days. And 30 days he would be 30 days on the roster here. So, yeah, he can go down now, and okay. They don't have to worry about, you know, Anaheim now claiming him back or somebody else claiming him back or anything like that.
Thompson only being day-to-day, Paul, just how enormous do you think that is? Because it felt like, to me, if there's anyone on this roster they had to replace, I mean, that's probably the hardest guy to replace because offensively, especially down the middle, he's kind of been it so far this year.
Yeah, when he scored that goal against Montreal, he was the leading goal scorer in the NHL. Now, Cole Caulfield went by him because he's also scored in the game, and was by the time the game was over, he had one more goal than Thompson. But Thompson's playing really well, as is his line. I mean, his line spends an awful lot of time in the offensive zone, creating opportunities. Paterka's been putting the puck in the net. Tuck has been getting points. And, you know, they've been really well. And I agree. They cannot afford to lose him for any length of time. If they do lose him for any length of time, I know the old saying, next man up and all that kind of stuff. I just don't think it'll work. I think he would be the guy that if he's out long term where you could say, well, they're done. Because I just don't see how they could replace him. And even with him in the lineup, they're having trouble getting consistency as a team. If he isn't in the lineup, I just think it would be a disaster for them.
On the flip side, and we'll call this Eye on the Blue and Gold, as we chat with Paul Hamilton here, and Eye on the Blue and Gold is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business, so you don't have to. Great Lake Building Systems, our business, is protecting your business. The injury to Samuelson, Paul, I mean, we're never wanting anybody to be hurt, and of course, he's like a Sabres core piece, but he went to the press box, and they won some games. And, you know, he'd been trying to find it. We asked Lindy if he saw anything out of Samuelson to indicate the message was received, and his answer was basically, well, there wasn't really enough time to find out. And now we're going to be weeks even more removed from this. So the Samuelson story arc here is a lot of the same, right? It's a lot of he is hurt all the time.
Yeah, it is. He just can't stay healthy, and Lindy Ruff tagged it as weeks. He didn't say months, but he said weeks. It's going to be long term. He will not need surgery for whatever it is. But it was another one of those freak things. A lot of people were complaining because they thought he got slew footed. You can't see the actual slew foot, but you can assume that's probably what happened. But that's, I don't believe, is the injury because it was his left leg that he was favoring. It was his right leg that got slew-footed. What happened is when he went down, his left leg folded under him. And so that's where I think the injury happened, is when it folded under him, and just a freak thing. And he had something similar. I remember a leg folded under him in one of the injuries he had recently, back behind the back wall. It was a road game, and it just folded under him, just kind of a freak thing. But you got to be available, you know, to play. You can't, you know, always have injuries and everything. I mean, it's not his fault that he keeps getting hurt. It's just that's what's been happening to him, and he can't stay healthy, and he can't stay available for the team.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Thank you, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Enjoy the game tonight. Sabres and Blues will have the game here on WGR. Paul's appearance brought to you by Raylax Honda. Raylax, we got this.
You still haven't named a blue.
What do you mean named a blue?
We were going to do that yesterday. Could we name a St. Louis blue?
Name
I don't think we
the
were
Blues.
Able to do it.
Jordan Binnington.
You hate him.
Everybody hates him.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Everybody hates him. Well, he's a jerk.
Yes.
By the way, I was having this conversation yesterday. I don't think this will happen, but I was very surprised to see after the year. I didn't know this rule. There's a rule in the CBA about buyouts on players that are under 26 years old. If the Sabres were to buy out Matias Samuelson because he's under 26 after the season, it's not half the money. It's a third of the money.
Oh.
So basically, it's a long time. Keep this in mind. If they were to buy him out after the year,
he'd be Bobby Bonilla.
He would be they would be charged a cap hit every season until 2035.
Yeah, great.
But every year the cap hit would be $714,000.
Okay, here's the real question. How much this is the Jeff Skinner point. How many dollars do they save?
Like real world dollars?
Yeah, when they bought out Jeff Skinner, they saved $7 million.
Right.
Cap hits, should the Sabres be scared by cap hits?
No, and especially not a $714,000
right.
cap hit.
Right.
What are they going to do with it? Nothing.
Nothing.
That's a good question. The buyout on the real money.
I mean, $28 million would have been the deal, right? 7 years, like four per. So you're probably talking about a third of $22 million. Like, you save more than $10 million if you think he's not any good?
I think that's... I'm looking at it now, and I believe that's about right.
Okay. Actual dollars is what the Skinner buyout was about for me. I always thought it was about actual dollars. All right, Sabres and Blues tonight. We got to guess a hot dog later on.
$14.3 million of real money they would save.
Actual dollars.
Yeah.
Just like, never mind, we didn't do that.
Yep, over a long period of time, but yes, over $14 million.
803-0550 to join us. Pick of the week coming up. Sal, top of the hour, ahead of Bills, Chiefs, of course. Happy Thursday. It is Chiefs week on WGR.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.